परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्शत श्री श्रीमद शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की। श्री श्री पतित पावन गौर निताय की। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮನೇ ಗೌರತ್ಷೇ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ಬೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ, ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ. ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ. ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಆದಿಲೀಲಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2 ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 96. ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ಸ್ವರೂಪರ ಶಕ್ತಿ ತ್ರಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಜಾರ ಹಯ ತಾರ ನಹಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣೇತ ಕೃಷ್ಣೇತೆ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ. ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ಸ್ವರೂಪರ ಶಕ್ತಿ ತ್ರಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಜಾರ ಹಯ ತಾರ ನಹಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣೇತೆ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ. ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ಸ್ವರೂಪಾರ ಶಕ್ತಿ ತ್ರಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಜಾರ ಹಯ ತಾರ ನಹಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣತೆಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ಮಾತಾಜೀಸ್ word for word meanings translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishnera of Lord Krishna swarupa the real nature ara and shakti tray of the three energies gyana knowledge jara whose hai there is tara of him nahi there is not krishnete in lord krishna agyana ignorance. Translation: one who knows the real feature of Sri Krishna and his three different energies cannot remain ignorant about him. Kindly repeat. One who knows the real feature of Lord Krishna and his three different energies cannot remain ignorant about him. So we'll go line by line in purport and we'll discuss. Before starting, I beg blessings of all the Vaishnavas sitting here. Actually, I have no qualification to speak in this most exalted temple. My own Krishna consciousness started from the courtyard of this temple, and I am child of this temple. So just like mother, father, they don't take the faulty words of children seriously. I request all of you to kindly bless me, and I beg forgiveness beforehand for all faults I'll make in this service. This chapter starts with the verse in the same note that by mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of philosophy. So I'm like that ignorant child. This scripture is the highest collection of realizations of our acharyas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to tell that if there is a calamity and if you want to save anything in this world, you save three books: Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is nothing more important in this world. But then he says, if you have still difficulty holding three books, then you can give up Bhagavad Gita and you can keep Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. But then he further says, if you still have difficulty, if a calamity, you are running with water in the flood, you still have difficulty, you give up Srimad Bhagavatam, but hold on to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita is such a scripture from which all scriptures can be drawn. There are collections of teachings from all scriptures in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I also heard that when Chaitanya Charitamrita was newly composed by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, so one of our acharyas, he was keeping this book, the manuscript of this book, in his room. And it so happened that Srimad Bhagavatam was kept above Chaitanya Charitamrita. Next morning when he woke up, he saw Chaitanya Charitamrita came up, Bhagavatam went down. So he was surprised, who did this? So he called his disciples and told, who did this? He said, we don't know, Guru Maharaj. So he redo that. He kept Chaitanya Charitamrita below and then Bhagavatam on the top. Next morning again when he woke up, he again saw Chaitanya Charitamrita on the top, Bhagavatam at the bottom. So he understood, actually Chaitanya Charitamrita is having secrets. Actually all the scriptures are non-different than Krishna. But still, there is gradations of revelations. The intimate mood and expressions of Srimati Radharani are expressed, are introduced through Chaitanya Charitamrita, through the example and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it is recommended that we should hear this Chaitanya Charitamrita daily. Shruyatam, Shruyatam, Nityam. We should hear it every day. And then, not only hearing, but giyatam, giyatam, muda. Muda means happily. Happily we should share with others. And then, chintayas, chintayas, bhaktam. Within the community of devotees, we should meditate on it. We should think about the subject matter. Chaitanya Charitamritam. This is the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and pastimes. So it's very, very special scripture. But before that nectar, before that rasa, comes philosophy. Because philosophy is very important. If we don't know who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will take his activities as ordinary activities. I was seeing one photo of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was sitting, actually Prabhupada was walking. He was on morning walk and one person is sleeping on the bench. Have you seen that photo? Prabhupada is walking and one person is sitting on the bench, he is sleeping. What a misfortune. If somebody gives us this offer that you will take darshan of Srila Prabhupada for 10 seconds, who will not opt that option? And then if you are told that, oh, you have to give such and such amount of money for 10 seconds darshan of Srila Prabhupada, who will not give that? Because we know importance of Srila Prabhupada. In the same way, if we don't know the importance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then our understanding will be sentimental. Just like there are so many incarnations, Prabhupada used to say, India is factory of incarnations. So many new and new models of incarnations come. Even if we go around, we can see so many incarnations. They are posing themselves as Krishna. They are posing themselves as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But our understanding should be based on Shastra. Srila Prabhupada never wanted blind following. One time he was walking with group of disciples. Srila Prabhupada was walking with group of disciples. And Prabhupada saw a big mansion, a big house. And Prabhupada says, such a nice house. If we get this house, we'll engage this in Krishna's service. So devotee said, Jai Prabhupada, Hari Bol. Everyone was so happy. The Prabhupada walked by a little front and then he saw a nice car, a big car. The Prabhupada said, if we get this car, we'll engage that in Krishna's service. So all devotees said, Jai Prabhupada, Hari Bol. And Prabhupada went ahead and Prabhupada saw a dog. Prabhupada said, such a nice dog. If we get this dog, we'll engage him in Krishna's service. The devotees again, Jai Prabhupada, Hari Bol. Prabhupada said, you rascals, where you are going to engage dog in Krishna's service? So don't be foolish. You have to apply your brain. You have to understand the Siddhanta. And when we understand Siddhanta, then philosophy becomes nectar. So here in this chapter, Prabhupada writes in the introduction of this chapter, that this chapter stresses that a devotee who wishes to advance in Krishna consciousness must have knowledge of four things. First, Krishna's personal form. Who is Krishna? How does he look like? What are his qualities? These are all Krishna's personal form. Then his three principal energies. The verse is talking about those three principal energies. His pastimes and his relationship with living entities. That are we. What is our relationship with the Supreme Lord? When we go in any company, anybody is employed in any company, first thing he asks is, what is my job profile? Am I a CEO here? Am I a manager? Am I a sweeper? Who am I? So relationship is very important. Sambandha Gyan is very important. So that is the fourth one. So like that, this verse is giving us the information about that. We'll read the translation again. One who knows the real feature of Krishna and his three different energies cannot remain ignorant about him. So as we read in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in fourth chapter, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, those who understand the intricacies of my birth and activities, they don't need to take birth in the material world. And this verse is also telling the same thing. The prime cause of our bondage is avidya, ignorance. And when we know about Krishna, what is this verse is saying? One cannot remain ignorant. So when we don't remain ignorant, when we are not in agyan, when we are not in avidya, then automatically we go back to our spiritual nature. Therefore, knowing about Krishna is very important. So there are two aspects of this verse. One is real feature of Sri Krishna. Who is Sri Krishna? And another is three different energies. So last few verses explained about Krishna's real feature. Who is Krishna? Krishna is Ashray Tattva. In last couple of verses, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning about 10 aspects of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the 10th aspect is Ashray. The Samambonam. The shelter-giving personality. That is Sri Krishna. So although we read that 10th canto is the Samambonam, but Srila Jiva Goswami tells in Tattva Sandarbha that each canto actually tells about Krishna being the Ashray Tattva. The first canto talks about Ete Chansha Kalaha Punsha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He is the Supreme Personality. He is the shelter of even other incarnations. He is the source of three Purusha avatars. Mahavishnu had to kidnap the sons of Brahmana to have darshan of Shri Krishna. This pastime comes in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he is the mool Ashraya Tattva. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also gives an anecdote of Brahma. We know how Brahma was bewildered by seeing Krishna's Braja pastimes. And in that state, he stole the calves and gopas of Krishna. Finally, after 1 year of pastime, when he comes back, Brahma realizes his mistake and he comes and begs forgiveness to Krishna. This is described in this chapter. And Brahma tells Krishna that, Krishna, parents don't take offense of children seriously. So you are my father, you should forgive me. Krishna tells, I am not your father, I am not even married, I am not your father. Narayan is your father. So Brahma says, yes, Narayan is my father. But who is that Narayan? Nara means living entities. Ayan means where they take shelter. And you are the shelter of even Narayan. So you are original Narayan. So that's how Brahma tells Krishna that you are the source of Narayan. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is very intelligent. How he is establishing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position? First he is telling how Krishna is the source of all incarnations. And then he will tell that Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, that means A is equal to C. That means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is source of all incarnations. That means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is source of Brahman. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is source of Paramatma. And he is Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So let's read the purport. We'll go paragraph by paragraph. Srila Jiva Goswami states in his Bhagavat Sandarbha that by his potencies, which act in natural sequences beyond the scope of speculative human mind, the supreme transcendence, the Samam Bhunam, eternally and simultaneously exist in four transcendental features. So Srila Prabhupada is telling that Krishna is exhibiting his manifestation in four ways. First is his own personality, that is Krishna. His impersonal effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. Particles of his potencies, Jiva, the living entities. And the principal cause of all causes, that is Krishna in the spiritual world and Krishna. Sri Shuddha Kirti Prabhu ki jai, Sri Panchagaur Prabhu ki jai. So Krishna is exhibiting his energy in the form of these four ways. And Prabhupada is giving example. The supreme whole is compared to the sun, which also exists in four features, namely the personality of Godhead, sun god, the glare of his glowing sphere, the sun rays inside the sun planet, and sun's reflection in many other objects. So we have heard this example many times. Prabhupada explained this, that how the sun god is giving the idea of what Krishna's personality is like. And then there is sun rays, which are like living entities. And then there is reflection of the sun, that is material world, pradhan. Just like we have reflection of the sun is the cause of that reflection. In the same way, Krishna is the cause of this material world. So these examples help us to get some idea about Krishna's position. They don't give us complete idea, but some idea. This is called as Shakha Chandra Nyaya. Like when a child wants to see moon, he doesn't know what is moon. So he asks mother, 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 what is moon? So mother says, can you see that white thing in the sky? I can't see that. Oh, okay. Can you see that tree? Yes, yes, I can see the tree. Can you see the branch of the tree? Yes, I can see the branch of the tree. Can you see in between the branches there is some white thing, the round white disc? Yes, yes, I can see. That is moon. Shakha Chandra Nyaya. So with the medium of branch, mother is showing the moon. In the same way, these examples give us some idea of Krishna's position. when Krishna rescued the 16,100 princes of different kings, they were in the prison of Narakasura. That time, these all princesses, they came together and they were glorifying Krishna. And when they were glorifying Krishna, they said, "Krishna, we want to beg forgiveness from you. Why is that? What mistake you did?" They said that, "Krishna, we used to discuss among ourselves about your beauty. And we used to compare you with lotus. We used to compare you with moon. But now that we have seen you face to face, we realize moon is nothing in front of you. Lotus is nothing in front of you. So please forgive us." So this example is giving us some idea, but actually Prabhupada is clarifying that in the next paragraph. The ambition to corroborate the existence of the transcendental absolute truth by limited conjectural endeavors cannot be fulfilled, because he is beyond the scope of our limited speculative minds. Therefore, he is called Adhokshaja. We can't understand him by our limited senses. Any endeavor to understand him by our own senses, our own endeavor, is going to fail. In an honest search for truth, we must admit that his powers are inconceivable to our tiny brains. Therefore, in one lecture, I was hearing Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that analogies are for less intelligent. For devotees, the words of shastras are enough. Because we can't understand Krishna by our own endeavor anyway. So we believe the authority of shastras. Now, those who don't believe the authority of shastras, what happened to them? Prabhupada says in the next paragraph. The exploration of space has demanded the work of the greatest scientist of the world. Yet there are countless problems regarding even fundamental knowledge of the material creation that bewilder scientists who confront them. So scientists don't want to take root of the scriptures, but they want to take root of their own material endeavor. It's like when you can eat like this, you're going to eat like this. But still, they face many problems. Such material knowledge is far removed from the spiritual nature. And therefore, the acts and arrangements of this absolute truth are, beyond all doubts, inconceivable. Like there, when we were studying science, you know, I used to be very much affected by the exceptions in chemistry. Those who have studied chemistry, first they will teach you a rule that when you heat any object, the molecules, they go farther. And that's how the object becomes lighter. Like if you are heating the water, what will happen? The hot water, the warm water will go on the top and cold water will come down. You studied this? The molecules go farther and the object becomes lighter. So they will teach you this. And the next moment they will teach, but ice floats on water. How can ice float on water? According to this principle, the molecules should go farther, but solid molecules are nearer to each other. So why ice is floating on water? That is exception. That's how they teach science. The term malaria, we all know India, malaria is very famous. The term malaria is bad air. So scientists used to think that malaria is caused due to bad air. But later on they found out that it's because of mosquito bite. But the problem is now they cannot change the name. So let us keep it as it is. Exception. So like this is the way scientists are caught in their own discoveries. Some 200 years ago, not even 200, 150 years ago, scientists used to think that brain is an organ to cool blood. Later on they realized what brain is. So this is the problem with scientists. Even, you know, the children, they discover some things. And later on they realize that no, this is not truth. Like how many of you in childhood thought clouds like cotton? You thought like that? Yes, I know this. We think that clouds fall on earth and when they cool down they become cotton. In India it's very common. Children think like this. But later on they understand what clouds is. what is cotton. The primary potencies of absolute truth are mentioned to be three: internal, external, and marginal. By the acts of his internal potency, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original form exhibits the spiritual cosmic manifestations known as Vaikuntha Lokas, which exist eternally, even after the destruction of the material cosmic manifestation. So this is Lord's internal potency, spiritual potency, Swarup Shakti. And this internal potency deals with pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes this internal potency becomes Chit Shakti. Sometimes this internal potency becomes Aladini Shakti. In different ways, this internal potency helps in the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Like if the son of a very rich person wants to play football, he needs a field. So his father will arrange the field. Then he will also need people to play with. So he will get his own team. Then he will start the play. In the same way, Lord arranges his own abode, his own inmates, his not inmates. Shruta Kirti Prabhu taught us inmates in America means prisoners, but not inmates. The residents of Vrindavan, and then Lord enacts his pastimes. So that is internal potency. By his marginal potency, the Lord expands himself as living beings who are part of him, just as the sun distributes its rays in all directions. So just like Lord needs team members, Lord creates different living entities. But the problem is, some living entities want to play with the Lord, and some living entities don't want to play with the Lord. So some are in the material world, some are in the spiritual world. By his external potency, the Lord manifests the material creation, just as the sun with its rays creates fog. The material creation is but a perverse reflection of the internal, eternal Vaikuntha nature. So Lord gives this freedom to jivas to choose. They want spiritual nature or they want material nature. So just like clouds cover our vision in the rainy season, we can't see sun. In the same way, this material energy of the Lord covers the knowledge of the living entity. That is called avidya. Therefore, what is highest in the spiritual world becomes lowest in the material world. Highest thing in the spiritual world is service. Dasanudasa. Dasanudasa. Servant of the servant of the servant. But when the same thing comes to material world, who is the servant of all other varnas? Shudra. Shudra is considered to be lowest. So that is the nature of the material world. Which is highest becomes lowest. In material world, who is the highest? Not dasanu dasanu das. Bossanu bossanu boss. If you can become boss of many people, you are high. These three energies of the absolute truth are also described in the Vishnu Puran, where it is said that living being is equal in quality to the internal potency, whereas external potency is indirectly controlled by the chief cause of all causes. So although living entity is having that spiritual nature, still living entity is minute. Whereas material energy, although inferior to the Supreme Lord, is controlling the living entities. We will study this in the next paragraph. And how Lord controls material energy? Bhinna prakriti ashtada, indirectly. It's separated. Just like many times when there is kirtan, the leading singer is singing, and if the mridang goes little off the beat, the leading singer looks at mridanga player. The mridanga player stops. He is not interfering directly, but just by glance, he is controlling mridanga player. In the same way, Supreme Lord, just by his glance, he is controlling the material nature. Maya, the illusory energy, misleads a living being as fog misleads a pedestrian by blocking off the light of the sun. Although the potency of Maya is inferior in quality to the marginal potency, which consists of living beings who are part and parcel of the Lord, it nevertheless has the power to control the living beings. Just as fog can block the actions of a certain portion of sun's rays, although it cannot cover the sun. So this is sure that Maya cannot cover Krishna. But Maya, how Maya is covering the living entity? Because living entity is choosing that option. Just like I was discussing about the rainy season, when we are below the clouds, we cannot see sun. But when you take a flight, you go above clouds. Even in rainy season, if you go above the clouds, you can see sun. So this option is there. One has to be selective in what he chooses. He wants Krishna or he wants Maya. There is this famous story, you all must be knowing this, that a disciple asks Guru, that why Maya is not leaving me? The Guru starts running. He said, what happened, Guru Maharaj? Why are you running? He starts running, and he goes to a tree and he catches the tree. And he's saying, oh, this tree is not leaving me. He said, Guru Maharaj, what happened to you? Tree is not holding you. You are holding the tree. Guru says, yes. Maya is not holding you. You are holding Maya. This avidya, ahankar, means identification with material energy. Like suppose somebody buys a new car, a brand new car, and he brings in Vrindavan on the long holiday. What will happen? He has parked and he came for the darshan of Krishna Balaram. When he goes back, he sees there is a big scratch on the car. What will happen to him? Start shouting, screaming, crying. Nothing happened to him, but it happened to his car. And why he is affected? Because he is thinking, aham car, I am car. This is ahankar. Ahankar means false identification. I am car, I am not driver, I am car. So in the same way, jiva gets trapped. The living beings covered by illusory energy evolve in different species of life with bodies ranging from that of an insignificant ant to that of Brahma, the constructor of the cosmos. Then when jiva starts to identify with the material nature, then he gets different bodies. And how he gets bodies? Two aspects. One is his desire. Second is his qualification. Suppose you go and you want a room in a hotel. And when you go there, you select a room of your choice. But it's not in your budget. Can you take that room? We cannot take that room. Suppose you have rent to pay for 2 days. Then you will get room for 2 days. So you will check in today, and day after tomorrow, when the time is over, they will call you. Sir, it's time for check out. You don't respond to that. Again they call, sir, you have to check out. No. Then what they will do? They will send 2 people, take out your luggage, throw you out. That is death. Check in, check out. But one place you don't have to check in and check out. That is our home. In our home there is no check-in time, there is no check-out. Therefore Krishna says, yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Once you go back, once we go back to Krishna, no more check-out, nobody will push us out. So Prabhupada is saying that because of that attachment, we covered by illusory energy, we get different bodies. And what is that arrangement? What is that hotel? What is that facility? The pradhan, the chief cause of all causes, is the impersonal vision, is none other than the Supreme Lord, whom one can see face to face in the internal potency. So we can see Lord in his internal form also, like Krishna Balaram. But some jivas, rebellious jivas, we select to see Krishna in the form of pradhan, in the form of material world. And without the help of Supreme Lord, even we cannot live in the material world. Miche maya baddh jeev asha paashe phire tava ikcha bina kichu karite na pare. Even in this material world we cannot enjoy without this help of Supreme Lord. Like in one pastime we heard that Srila Prabhupada was challenged that you say everything is created by Krishna, but this building I have created. Prabhupada asked him, from where you have got the ingredients? Your father? I don't know if he said your father or not, but it gives a different flavor. So you didn't bring your ingredients. You took it from Krishna. We read Samudra Manthan pastime in Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto. The demons and demigods want nectar. But in doing that, they are incapable of doing that. So Vishnu collaborates between demons and demigods. Then Lord Vishnu becomes the Kurma avatar to hold Mandara mountain. Then he becomes Ajit to hold it from the top. Then he enters as mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance in demigods, demons and Vasuki. Then after the churning of ocean, the nectar comes in a pot which is carried by Lord's incarnation, Dhanvantari. And then Lord comes as Mohini avatar to distribute that nectar also. So even a simple thing, now it's not a simple thing, but anything in this world cannot happen without the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Although all the three potencies, namely internal, external and marginal, are especially one in the ultimate issue, they are different in action. Like electric energy, which can produce both cold and heat under different conditions. So these energies, Lord have different energies, he has multifarious energies, but Lord can order any energy to act in any way. Like an expert electrician, he can use same electricity to run AC. And he can use same electricity to function heater. So same electricity can produce heat, same electricity can produce cold. Like we are in Vrindavan, we see many people, they come to Vrindavan with different mindset. Nowadays, there's so many, you know, people come just to have a nice holiday. So actually Vrindavan is spiritual for them or not? It's a question. We can convert any energy of Lord as per our approach to that. Srila Prabhupada used to give this example that, you know, many times he would say dictaphone and other examples. That they may look material, but as they are engaged in Krishna's service, they are spiritual. One time one devotee was sharing that Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture and the mic was loose. Something, you know, it was not functioning properly. And there was one devotee sitting. Prabhupada asked for his Brahmin thread to fix the mic. Prabhupada said, what is the use of your Brahmin thread if it cannot be engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya? So anything can be used in Krishna's service, then it becomes spiritual. But if so-called spiritual activity, if not done with proper approach, can become material. Somebody is singing arati, but the mindset is, if I'll sing nicely, people will praise me. Is that spiritual? That became material. So all we get is praises. We don't get Krishna's mercy. If we are cleaning temple, sometimes, you know, new devotees, they clean temple like we play cricket, you know. The broom is like that. But when some senior devotee comes, they start cleaning very nicely. So actually they are not looking for service, they are looking for some recognition. So all we get out of that service is recognition. So we made so-called, actually spiritual activity, we made it material. Many of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they never came to Vrindavan. Like Gadadhar Pandit, Srimati Radharani herself, Lalita Sakhi came as Sri Ramanandaraya, Sarup Damodar. Vishakha Devi came as Sri Ramanandaraya. So Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha. Vrindavan means what? Radharani. But Gadadhar Pandit, Ramanandaraya, Sarup Damodar, they never came to Vrindavan. But that doesn't mean they were not in Vrindavan. Advaita Acharya tells Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever you go, that is Vrindavan. So Lord can use his energies in any way. He can make external energy into internal energy into external energy. We have to just have right approach. Last paragraph. The external and marginal potencies are so called under various conditions. But in the original internal potencies, there are no such conditions. Nor is it possible for the conditions of external potency to exist in the marginal or vice versa. One who is able to understand the intricacies of these energies of the Supreme Lord can no longer remain an empiric impersonalist under the influence of a poor fund of knowledge. So because the Mayavadis, the impersonalists, they don't have these informations, or rather they don't want to accept these informations, they get bewildered. And they said everything is one, everything is Maya. Just because I don't have it, nobody else should have it. That is the definition of Mayavad. I can't experience Krishna. I can't experience spiritual relationships. So nobody can have it. I have body which is full of death, old age, disease and birth. So Krishna should also have a body which should be implicated by these problems of world. This is Mayavad. But our acharyas, they are after breaking this Mayavad. So Prabhupada got an opportunity. Whenever he gets the opportunity, he breaks the principles of Mayavad. And so all our acharyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was also like that. One time he was traveling in train, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And next to his seat, actually after a couple of seats, there was one Mayavadi. He was preaching to his disciples, principles of Mayavad. Everything is one. There is nothing called as spiritual or material. He was preaching so boldly, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati cannot tolerate that. Now, we all know Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would not eat mangoes. You all know that. In birth, you know, in his childhood, he had some pastime. So, he was not eating mangoes. But many people would offer him mangoes. So, he would keep them to distribute it to others. Now, as he was traveling, the mangoes were rotting. So, there was one particular mango which was completely rotten. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati took that mango. And he went to that Mayavadi. And he said, eat this mango. He said, why you are giving me rotten mango? You only said everything is one. What is the difference between good mango and rotten mango? Eat this mango. This Mayavadi said, I cannot eat this mango. I will get sick. Why you will get sick? Either you accept there is Krishna who is spiritual and there is you who are material. Otherwise, I am going to feed this mango. Then you have to accept. Yes, yes, what you are saying is right. So this is the problem with Mayavadis. So these explanations are blessings of Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, we cannot understand these principles. Actually, Mayavadis are unfortunate. Materialistics are unfortunate. And same inclinations are within us also. It's only by mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we are understanding this. Therefore, when pastimes come, we'll see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when pastimes will come, they're hardly purports of Srila Prabhupada. But when philosophy comes, Prabhupada gives long, long purports. Because he wanted us to understand this Siddhanta, to relish the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a proper consciousness. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Shishi Gaur Nitai ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hare. So I beg forgiveness for all faults, whatever I have made. I just read Prabhupada's purport and just tried to add some examples. If I have made some mistakes, please forgive. Hare Krishna.
So in Vrindavan, there's always the interest to know the Goswami's teachings and a little bit more spontaneous rasa relationships and more depth behind all that. It seems like Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam is full of so much philosophical discussion that what can just focus his mind. Just, you know, hearing Prabhupada's words and Prabhupada's explanations in such a way that the realization of all the other acharyas is compacted, maybe I'm being, you know, too much. But frankly speaking, if people wander off a little too much on this acharya, that is not to minimize the acharyas, nor their teachings, I'm sure they're excellent. But just look at the Bhagavatam three times philosophically and analyzing it. Whole life's experience in itself.
Thank you so much, Pooji. Hare Krishna. Should I give the Prabhu some blessings? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you for a wonderful class. Prabhu, being a neophyte devotee like me, you have told that our things are depends on our desire and qualification. And tesham eva anukampartham. So how the anukampa react, whether if it is in the qualification, then it's not anukampa. And if it is anukampa, then it's a just divine mercy. There is no cause behind it. Of course, he see the desire of the devotees. So how it relates the qualification and anukampa together?
You have children, Prabhu? You have children?
Yes.
When they were small, they used to be adamant sometimes?
Yes.
So they would roll and ground sometimes?
Yeah.
I want ice cream.
Yeah.
They do like that?
Yeah.
Even in cold and fever, they demand for such things?
Yeah, yeah.
What is anukampa that time? To not give that ice cream is anukampa.
Yeah.
That is mercy. But he becomes too adamant. He cries, he starts to beat his hand on the wall. What we have to do? Even unwillingly, we have to give him ice cream. That is Krishna's situation. We are that adamant children, rebellious children. No, no, we want material world. Krishna says, not good for you. We want material world. He said, okay, what can I do? Have it. But then Krishna comes with us. That is his anukampa. Even in all species, he is with us. That is anukampa. So Krishna's anukampa is there on each and every soul, without any discrimination. But it's the living entity who becomes adamant. And then Krishna has to accept that. Yeah. Okay? And also I was thinking, before that verse, there's another verse. Machitta mata gata prana bodhayanta parasparam. So when we don't do that, how we'll get real anukampa of Lord? Yeah. So that is also understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Granthraj, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Prema.